And there's the header from Cavani. Oh, that was all too easy.
Welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast.
Getting forward into the area for the first time, the cross and the goal.
The show that brings the ins and the outs of the beautiful game to African fans by passionate African voices. Ball Gecko, get in the game.
What to do? Welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday, and my name is still Ayola Kelechi. And somehow, fortunately or unfortunately, I still have with me
Jide Chichid Azia, whose name has also not changed. Yeah.
Is that fortunate or unfortunate?
The fact that my name has not changed is a good thing for the world. I mean,
Are you
the
sure?
World should be excited right now that, after all attempts to change my name, you know, the likes of Ayola and his village people,
what am I changing?
They've
your name
tried
to
change my name from Jide Chichid Azia to something else. I don't know, just something horrific, something very terrible.
Ola Jide.
I don't know what your plan with your village people have been. I mean, you know those meetings you guys have in the middle of the night.
I've never done
the one you had yesterday. I know it's particularly about me and how to change my name, but
what's my business with you?
Same. So I mean, the world is really excited right now. So it's unfortunate.
What will I gain by changing your name?
You tell me.
Because I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I'm so lost. Anyways, what are you excited for the weekend? What match are you excited to see?
Well,
I mean, we saw interesting, intriguing games, very tight-knit games yesterday, like Germany versus Liechtenstein.
Really?
Malta versus Croatia. Big games, you know what I mean now?
Yeah, actually. Well, not big games, right? Just big teams being
bullies.
Punishers. No, not bullies. They are just doing their work. It's not a case of bullying again now. Bullies when maybe you're on the same level with someone or should be on. Okay.
You can't be on the same level with a bully now.
Sometimes you're on the same level with a bully. Mm. The person just exerts a bit of
authority has no real bearing.
Exactly. On you, over you. But then again, that's not the point. The weekend, the reason I should be excited for the weekend is the fact that Nigeria is also in action this weekend. Mm. The weekend of international football, no club football for now, maybe say, except women's games and some minor leagues around the world.
Yeah, we are seeing.
We should be excited Nigeria is playing, but...
Playing against...
I don't know. I'm not really expect that.
Playing against who? I mean...
Liberia.
We basically qualified from the group already.
Basically, it's different from we've qualified from the group. We
still have one more home game to go as well. We should be winning that one.
Well, we should be winning that one. Yeah, we play Liberia. But before we go into Nigeria's game tomorrow, games, you asked me about games from yesterday, and I think Portugal surprised me. Like,
they did?
Yeah.
Why did they surprise you?
It was a goalless draw.
Mm. After, it's Ireland. Ireland are known to be really tight at the back. Portugal had the red card.
I expected at least something. In fact, it was a drag game.
Yes, it was.
It was a very, very drag game, and it would be like.
I think after going a man down, Portugal just did not want to lose the game because there was a real possibility that they could lose the game, seeing as they were playing away and everything.
Well, I don't know, because I kind of expected that game to bring some spark.
Another whitewash.
Somehow that obviously not a whitewash. Two decent sides playing. So I would have expected that something came out of it, but not a 0-0 scoreline.
Mm.
And that's how that one went yesterday. Somehow the only game that really did stand out from every other, because every other was just whitewashed or just punishment for some people. And yeah.
Hey there! BG Gems are now Gecko Coins. Same value for the same activity. Get active on BallGecko.com to start racking up your Gecko Coins.
So, are you expecting anybody to give a game similar to that one as well?
Over the coming weekend, we have lots and lots of games to pick
from South America, Africa.
Yeah, from South America, Europe, to Africa, Europe. It would be crazy to say how many of these games will pan out now. So we'll just
We can't really actually pick one game and say, you know what, I've been excited, I've been waiting for this game to happen, apart from maybe Brazil, Argentina, which is borderline Monday.
I honestly don't care about Brazil, Argentina.
Why are you a hater? Why do you hate so many things?
It don't Ayola cannot allow me have my preferences. I have a preference, Ayola say I'm hating. I don't care about Brazil agent. Okay, it does not add to my.
Why is this not one of the games that you care about? I mean, it's supposed to be a big game, the biggest game in South America.
Yes, it's the biggest game in South America. But this is a stage of internet. I think it's one of those things that come with international football. We are not really excited about those games that we are not directly connected to, and except it brings another level of excitement, which comes with tournaments, and that's why we are more excited.
If it's a case where one of those teams, where there's about to be, maybe one of those teams is on the verge of not qualifying from the World Cup,
so something like that, and maybe.
But now
it's more
Brazil
exciting.
Is top, Argentina is second. Nothing they are really, both very
there's
comfortable.
There's nothing really to look out for. It's not a tournament where we would say, we want to see who is going to go the farthest, who is going to win this. These are just qualifying games where. Big sides against small sides most times, and then when the big sides are playing themselves, it's not something we really want to occupy our time with. If it's something that wouldn't really, maybe until something happens in the game, we would now get to talk about the game. But these are games that if it just goes down that way, we most likely will not have a talking point.
Okay,
most likely.
So that brings me to the main question to why we are here today. Jidichi, what are we going to do this weekend? If we are not watching football in the international break.
Well, if you're not watching football, it's your business. Me, I'll be watching football this
week. You only said you had one match to look forward to.
Well, which is Nigeria's match. Mm. So
that's number one.
I spent Sunday.
First thing to do during the international break, watch your national team play.
I spend the weekend sleeping. Second thing to do, sleep.
So the second one is to sleep. Only.
Play international football, sleep. Wake up, eat food. If you've got some work to do, you do them. You watch some movies and go back to sleep again.
That can't be it. Come on. I mean, normally you'll be indoors watching football almost 24/7 because after the Premiership is the Serie A.
You don't even get to watch football 24/7 because when you wake up during the weekend, you don't have games in the morning.
But you do have games from the afternoon right up till almost midnight.
Yes. It's
24 hours now because in the 48 hours from 12 noon to 12 midnight there are games, and Sunday as well from 12 noon to 12 midnight.
Do you honestly see all of those games?
As many as possible, to be honest. There are some people who that is what they do. From 12 noon to midnight, they are just watching football.
Watching games.
And I mean, that's who we are here for, if we're being honest.
And so, that's why I'm telling them to sleep.
Now that they don't have that, they can't only sleep. Come on now. How can you only be sleep?
The truth is, for me, I most likely will be spending my weekend going out.
Where? So you've heard number three. The first one, number one.
Look
is,
for where to go. I didn't say come on, to where I'm going to. I don't need you where I'm going to.
That's what I said now.
You. So figure out.
That's
if you
not
don't
what
have
I
your...
meant at all. At
okay,
all.
Okay, let me hear what.
We're
you
just
mean.
Looking at the hierarchy of things to do. Number okay. one, watch your national team play. So Nigeria versus Liberia.
One of those that are claiming they don't have national team. They are not Nigerians.
Just watch your favorite national team play. If you are a Canadian, watch Canada's national team
from
play.
From now, you watch it from Lagos.
Exactly.
Nigeria,
start watching it from. If you are claiming that you are French, watch the France national team play. Number two is to sleep.
Exactly.
Number three is to go out. So Jidichi, where should we go? Where are you going?
It's not your business. Where I'm going is my business and my business alone. So just figure out where is your own business. If you don't have business outside, then you can equally be your house.
Recommend
or you can
where
bring,
should, where
or you can
go?
Bring outside to your house. You know,
how
maybe
do you
just
do that?
Text one or two people. Hi, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, you're not doing anything. Okay, come, let's spend the weekend together. Let's make it a fun weekend. And
people
play loud music and you dance, you cook food together, and you people you watch movies.
This is sounding very much
you
like
play video
your
games.
Actual plan. Why are you doing your hand like that to signify the video games?
I don't know what you're saying, Abzima. Like I've given you like, but imagine all the things I've been saying for the past 5 minutes. Imagine you do it for an entire weekend. You're already at Monday.
But not everybody wants to invite quote unquote somebody because all these
activities
are
friends.
No,
you have friends.
Very...
Everybody have friends. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to go out, you bring your friends to your house.
Which
That's
friends?
What I'm simply
okay.
saying.
Fair enough. What about people who
don't
like bringing
friends.
People into their house?
Then you go out. It's simple as you
to
go.
Where?
You go see. It's a simple thing. You're stressing this out. Either you go outside or you bring outside to your house, or you sleep and forget that outside exists, or your house even. I mean, you're inside your house, but when you're sleeping, you forget that your house self even exists.
So
you get,
okay, let's go over it again. Number one is to watch your favorite national team play.
Exactly.
The national team of the country that you belong to in your heart.
Exactly, your heart.
The national team of the country that you belong to in your heart. Watch them play. Number two is try to get some sleep. Number three is
try to get plenty sleep. Plenty sleep, because
if you're inviting people over, you won't be able to sleep now.
We are talking about what of those that don't invite anybody.
Okay,
over.
So
I don't
sleep,
want to
get
out.
Plenty sleep.
Exactly.
Or go out, even though Jidichi has not told us where he wants to go to.
It's nobody's
or
business.
Where you should be going to. I mean, is there any movie that you, okay, are you, let me know ask you that only. But it's fine. There are things to do, movies to watch, yeah. Fun places to go. Or you could come back to your house and
also remember that
here.
You're going to fun places. There are debit alerts to get into your phone, you know. Yeah.
How do you, okay, so is to counteract
but
those debit alerts.
We are in Lagos, Nigeria. Mm. It's almost difficult to step out and you don't get debit alerts.
Exactly.
So just be.
So to counteract the debit alerts, like you heard earlier.
You want to counter the debit alerts? There's only one
yes,
way.
Yes, now.
You
to earn money
in,
now. No,
you
no,
stay
no,
indoors
no,
and sleep.
That's the thing. You will always spend money. So the reverse of spending money is making money.
Making
and like Jidichi
money,
said,
yeah.
A lot of the games yesterday were pretty straightforward. They were the big boys whitewashing the small boys. And he's already shaking his head. You don't.
I always don't recommend
betting on
international
breaks. I think
I
highly
did,
recommend
I tried it.
It
yesterday and it didn't end well. And that's where the Portugal game.
Because you know,
used
to hear what now.
That's where the Portugal game
oh,
came
Portugal.
Into play. In fact, it wasn't the only one. It wasn't the only one. I also had Ghana on another ticket of mine, and actually didn't also end well. So it's one of those things, you can't always tell the way international games will go down because.
But honestly, I feel like it's a bit more straightforward than, for example, the Premiership or.
It's a bit more straightforward, but the thing is, you consider the odds at play. I remember checking out the Germany game before Germany played, and that was like 1.03.
But I don't think there's anything that you would have wanted Germany to do that he didn't do. Apart from if you
would
were.
You have predicted
that he would
have scored as much as 5 goals.
Absolutely. I mean, unless that's what I was about to say, that unless you are
maybe
a very.
To you first.
Unless you're a very staunch Liechtenstein fan, and you thought maybe Germany wouldn't score up to that number of goals. Otherwise, I even expected more goals from Germany, maybe 5 or 6 goals.
And that's another thing. So you'd be expecting that much, and then they would
someone
come
would disappoint
and they would
you.
Just score
somebody
like
would score
one or
one
two
nil.
Goals,
and they
still get
is,
the win.
They've
that
gotten
they,
the win that they need.
They don't any other thing, and that's why I say it's so unpredictable because you don't have, unlike club sites, you don't have a string of games
that all
back
matter.
To back that you would say this is the form, this is the likelihood of this happening. You can't tell.
And then Nigeria also played
2-0
the
last time, their last international game. That was what they played. They could come this time and decide to play 0-0.
And before that, they actually lost to the same people that they beat at home.
Exactly. So these things are so unpredictable. And that's why, left to me, it's one of the most unpredictable times. If it's not a competition, then many times it's just better to stay clear. The reason yesterday's one doesn't bother me at all, it's something I could actually afford to lose, and that's why.
But please, though, everyone, if you're out there and you're thinking of betting, always bet something that you can afford to lose. Don't sell your house. Don't use your children's school fees. For those of you that are daddies and mommies,
do it responsibly. I mean, because,
exactly, 100% responsibly. So Jidichi has said we shouldn't bet during the international break. What else is left for us to do during the international break?
That would bring money to pockets, I mean.
Well, I mean, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
What other thing could we do this weekend that could bring money?
I mean, you could go out and then play with your guys. I mean, like, use your own legs. Since you're always insulting Fred, you're always insulting all these guys. Use your own legs to see how it
exactly.
feels.
Go and know how it feels like. Look for, maybe, just hit up. It's still the same. Go out with your friends, as I suggested earlier.
That's why I was saying that was really broad. Because, I mean, you could go out with anybody and do anything. But, like, specific.
Ayola, be specific.
That's what I'm asking from you.
Be specific.
You
what
be
do you
specific.
Mean by go out with anybody and do anything?
Literally that.
That's true. We've not talked about your own plans. So, you now suggest weekend plans for That's what I'm doing.
Go out and play some football. By the time you've played like 3 or 4 matches, maybe an hour or 2 hours.
How about female football fans who might not easily find places they could play? Because many of the times we see streets football, it's usually the guys.
Then go watch.
Okay, that works.
Because like you said, there'll be people playing already. So just go watch. If you cannot watch the real people that you want to watch, you might as well just watch.
Okay, that works. That works. I mean, yeah, just watch and keep yourself company. It must not necessarily be Salah that you're watching. The guy that is playing.
It can be Saliu.
Yes, Ali. His name might be Saliu and he might be playing as well as Salah. So just watch him like that and still cheer him on. Get.
Fair enough. So what else? Let's go over the list. There's watch the international football.
Yeah.
There's sleep, which JC has highly recommended. Very highly recommended. There is go out, even though he hasn't told us where he's going to or where we should be going to.
Because it's nobody's business.
But we want to know where we should go to.
Still nobody's business.
Ah. Where we should go to is
okay,
not
where
our
you should hey, go now. To. I guess you figure out that see in this life, everybody's on your it's called OYO for a reason. On your own.
That's not even fair. You're here to help these guys that depend
no,
on you.
No, I've already suggested. Just step
they
out
can't
of
sleep.
No, that's what I'm saying. Step out of you. You see what you do. Let me give you tips now. This is how you do it. You wake up, maybe after you've done your chores, you've had breakfast. Maybe you called one or two friends, then you go have your bath. After having your bath, you look for one of your nice clothes. You don't if you don't have any nice clothes, you can just wear anything.
Exactly.
Just wear anything whatsoever. And then the next thing you do is you put your wallet inside your purse or your bag, and then just leave your house. Go out in front of your door. When you're not standing in front of your door, I can assure you that idea of where to go to will come to your head immediately.
Wow. So what if we don't want to do all of these things? You've said we should go out, or we should bring friends in, or we should go play football. What if I want to stay inside my house but I don't want to be bored?
We've already talked about how you can watch the games.
But if you don't want to, if you are insistent on watching club football, you could watch women's club football because the FAWSL is still on.
Okay.
The La Liga is still on.
The thing is the accessibility to those games. How many of them can you really find?
People find a way to watch the Ligue 1 because of Messi, even though it's not showing. So is it really an excuse at this point?
That works too. The thing is, this one is for those that are interested in watching it, because some people right now will be saying, I cannot watch. That one is your business. We are giving all the things we've given you. If you like, still have a boring weekend. It's not our business. When we call for your voice notes on Tuesday, tell us your weekend was not fun. You don't concern me. Last, I still say we are all on our own. So, but then.
And also,
women's football is nothing to leave out.
You've been listening to Ball Gecko Podcast.
We're also seeing the first season of the African Women's Champions League as well.
Another thing, I think that's maybe something else I might really pay so much attention to this weekend, because Rivers Angels actually lost their first game.
First
two games, and actually want to see how it pans out from here. They are all in Egypt right now playing. And
but doesn't this worry you a bit that usually we'd see Nigerian club sides are supposed to be among the best in Africa, but we can understand why the men's club sides aren't really the best in Africa, but the female club sides are supposed to, because this is still
I'm really not bothered if that's
but this
case.
Is still where a few of our national team players come from. It's not like the men's league
I think,
that everyone.
No, I think it's a case of the underrated their opponents at the competition.
And this
Nigeria
is
one of is the most dominant team in Africa once it comes to women's football. So it's almost normal to think Rivers Angels should be one of the strongest. Should be the winner of this competition.
Should
let
be
me put
the
it
strongest
down.
Team in the competition.
Yeah, should be the strongest team in the competition. And it's almost natural to think that is the case. And I think the reason things are going the way it is because the most likely underrated every other person.
So do you think this
and
is something
I'm
that...
not bothered? Surprisingly, I'm not bothered.
So you, wait, hold on, happening. You don't think it's something that could translate to the national team eventually? Because we already saw in the Aisha Buhari Cup.
I actually
with,
don't.
South
I actually
Africa.
Don't think so. I think, like I said, and that's why I say I'm not bothered. Mm. Why they might be losing now? They get a chance to do this again. They realize their mistake. Mm. That is what I think. I don't think it's something we would really see with the women club sides, whereby we go on the continent and our women's sides are not doing so well. I think it's something, it's good they are learning their lesson. So they understand that these other ladies that are coming to this forefront are not just pushovers. You also take them seriously. And somehow, that mentality could also translate to what we would have at the national team, whereby they understand that, these other ladies are not... just any sides anymore. If their clubs could do well, many of their players would do well in the national team. Because Nigeria is one of those sides that have many of their players. One of the few sides that have many of their players. One of the few sites in Africa that have most of their players abroad. And if we're having teams from Africa playing the African Champions League and many of their players are not playing abroad, you can only think that their team, the core of their players are coming from their sides that are playing in the Champions League. And I think it's a good thing. Really, I think it's a good thing. It's a bad thing that is happening, but for a good reason. And that's the way I see it.
Wow.
So yeah, maybe just another thing I might keep my eye on more this weekend. Maybe read some books too, if possible.
Yeah, cool. That's true. What kind of books do you think we should be reading or you would be reading?
I need money. So I'm looking for inspirational books.
Oh yeah, so this is our counter for spending all your money when you go out.
Exactly. But then again, you could go out without your wallet, and if they ask you to, I mean, something
when you
up,
go out and you spend money, then you come back home and then read books on making money.
Exactly.
When your mates are actually
then again,
making
you could
money.
Play bet and lose money and then now read the books on making more money. You get exactly.
Oh my god. So just to go over the list one more time, hopefully one final time, is there anything else you want to add to the list?
Is there anything I'm missing?
Women's Champions League.
Nah.
And also, I think this would be a great time to relax from the agendas.
Trust me, some people don't want to relax.
Well, so you're saying like this is going to be the time to then double up on the agenda. Like you have more time to make up your agenda.
This is also the maybe it's even one of the reasons I've been saying get enough sleep. Don't stress yourself because
exactly.
I mean some teams you would be back to feeling so much pain,
so much
two
stress
weeks from now. So get as much I've just figured out the reason I've been suggesting sleep all along.
Of course, Man U fan, you've been suffering.
It's not just Man U. Many sides, fans of many clubs. It will continue 2 weeks from now. So just I'll give you the best solution. I realize even the ones that are helping you guys want to spend your money. I'm helping you not.
No,
to
no,
spend
I said you should not spend. That's because, why I said if you want to stay home,
you finish
and
spending
not
money and
bored.
Now get into 2 weeks from now, it'd be like, my God. So it's like pain to pain. You get exactly.
Money is losing and you don't have money either.
Exactly.
Because you took Jidechi's advice and you went out to an unspecified location.
Ah.
I said go out and play football. Jidechi just said go out or invite people in and cook food, which is money again.
Did I say the food will be your money?
Where will you get money for? Will you steal?
When they come to your house, all
steal
of food
stuff from
off,
the
people, you give them a free box and they will give offering. and use the offering to cook. It's how the work of the Lord moves forward. You get moves to the permanent side.
You've turned hosting guests to the work of the Lord now.
Oh my
fraud,
God!
Fraud is fraud. So you've heard it, guys. If you would be staying home this weekend or if you just need something to do since there'll be no football that really matters to you that much this weekend, first thing, find some football that does matter to you. Watch a national team. You won't die.
You will not die.
I promise. Even if it's Nigeria that you're watching and they stress you out.
They cannot give. There's nothing they want to do that they have not done before. There's no
they
heart
attack.
They might
want to do it again.
There's no heart attack they want to give you they've not done before. So just watch anyone whatsoever. If they finish stressing, you can go and watch France when they are winning, you know. Maybe those ones will give you small joy.
Or Germany
possibly even
or
break
Italy.
Your heart more. Or Germany. Maybe Germany might not be considering 7-1. You know, be
yeah,
like,
yeah,
God.
That's almost impossible. two, you can sleep. Give the agendas a rest. Leave Xavi alone. for now. Leave Ole Gunnar Solskjaer alone. Just rest and sleep. Number three is to go out, even though Jidechi has refused to tell us where he's going and where we should go. But like I suggested, you could go out and play some football. By the time you're done playing like three matches, when next you see Fred making a misplaced pass, you might be a bit slower to swear for him. Or when next you see one of your defenders, when next you see Maguire making a mistake.
The fact you think they really care about all these things you're saying for me, because...
Of course they should.
If they finish playing like...
Once you finish playing like two sets, and you've misplaced
if
like...
If you finish playing all the rubbish you play, you still go back and cost the best you want to
call. Out of the 50 passes that you made, you only completed 22.
And worse, you don't even have anything to show.
No goals, no assists.
You didn't play well. And then when they are telling you, say, "Oh, my play," and it's the person you're telling they should not come back and cost somebody that will make Man U lose again. The fact you're deceiving yourself for me.
Alright, you
could play their game and come back and still cost who they want to cost.
You could also watch women's football. A lot of interesting, intriguing games over the weekend in the FA Women's Super League, in the La Liga, and the newly formed African Women's Champions League as well. And what else? JT said don't bet. I mean, I don't agree, but do you, I guess. It's your money. And if you win, you're not going to give me any cut. And if you lose, you're not going to come and collect your money back from GDG.
If you win, should I just tell us on the podcast that you won money back this weekend?
Fair enough. I mean,
We decide how we proceed from there.
So I think that covers it. That covers everything, I think, that we've advised over the for you
the
to do
best
over the
advice.
Weekend.
Something
definitely.
You'd have been spending
something
like
that you'd have spent good money on. You get
to get.
We're so good to these guys
on the podcast. You just get it free of charge.
Free, just free. To listen.
Very things like go and sleep free of charge.
And that's a very important advice. You could go to the hospital and they will tell you that all you need is sleep.
But it's true, you right? know. It's true. You finish paying and doctor will tell you, just go and rest. And we are literally telling you that. We are not charging you.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, guys. Great advice for you, for things for you to do over the weekend. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And we will see you on Monday.
That was Ball Gecko Podcast. For more content, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ball Gecko. Also, check out our website at www.ballgecko.com.